of Sales Guys, it's your girl Celipe, and for the record, this is pre-recorded because on Saturday I do have to work and I'm not going to be able to, you know, record on that day, so I'm recording it now. And of course, as always, the episode is going to be up on Saturday, 4:30 p.m. All right, and for summer reading right now, I am going to be reading Akira Toriyama's manga Theater. This is the early works of the famous Akira Toriyama, you know, the creator of Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. Hopefully I don't get in trouble for this because I haven't seen that on YouTube, but I know I'm extra late. I'm extra late, but I really wanted to read this to somebody. And I didn't want to do it on YouTube because I don't know if I might get, you know, caught for it or whatever. I didn't want to risk it. So might as well do it here. I'm in the book. Like, I'm in pages of the book, but I wanted to read it to y'all together. It's over like 500 pages. That's how much it is. But let's get it started. Akira Toriyama's Manga Theater. On page, whatever this is. I worked my butt off drawing manga and finally bought the foreign car of my dreams. However, I've been so busy, I haven't been able to take her out for a spin. I can't complain, though. In this business, you have to enjoy being busy because it won't last forever. That's why even right now, I'm working my butt off drawing manga. And this is early summer, 1983, Akira Toriyama. So we got the table of contents. So the first story is Wonder Island. Our hero, I guess, Petty Officer Second Class Furusu. Wonderland, 1978. You got a little man smoking. Got this little butterfly person, this bug girl or whatever. But bear with me. Alrighty, page 8. Squawk! This is the Petty Officer Second Class Furusu of the Imperial Japanese Army, following squadron number 123, sir. Now attempting to return to the main island, sir. Shoop. Ah! Choosh. Damn it all. Huh? He dropped his hood in a nest and there's birds looking at him. Hey! Let go! You shoo! Okay. That's it. I said let go, you jerk! Squeak! Oh, crap, squeak. The petty officer is pretending to be one of the little kids because he shaped like it. And why he gonna name the officer Petty? One, two, three. Whatever. One, two, three. Well, here you go, kids. Squeak. Glup, glup, glup. The mama is feeding the chicks. Glup, glup, glup. They're rats. So the petty officer is in the nest and one of the birds is smirking, saying that, ha ha, so what you gonna do now? Our mama is feeding us rats. So the mama throws one of the rats to him. Wah! Oh no. Look. Ew, he ate one of the rats. Infuriating little bastards. Oh, shit. I must get back to the Japan on the double. I'm through with this scurry island. Squawk! This is the Petty Officer 2nd Class for Rusu of the Imperial Japanese Army Flight Squadron number 123. Sure, boy! Ooh, a rock hits him on the head. Might as well throw it in the rest of the alphabet, too. Who the heck? Whoa. Sorry, dude. Oh, it's just some dude. I thought you were a bird, bruh. Shut your dog mouth, you fools! You could have killed me and... Huh? Did you just shoot me with that thing? Yup. So there's a guy with glasses, with a mullet. And the little bee, the she-bee thing. I'm trying to describe the characters as much as I can. Yep, he says this is an ancient anti-aircraft artillery. How in the blazes am I still alive? Wait a tick. How are you firing rocks from an anti-aircraft gun? What? He's using the gun as a slingshot. Man, what are we gonna do for lunch now? Sorry about that. Guess we'll just have to eat some coal, I guess. Fools! I can't stand idiots. Hey, how about that old guy carrying kindling on his back? It probably tastes gross, but we gotta eat. Oh, shit. Hello, eating that kind of dude is the fastest way to get food poisoning. Kindling? You think I'm carrying around a bundle of sticks like some idiot? I suppose it's no wonder barbarians like you wouldn't grasp this. I guess I'll educate you myself then. Try not to let the trouble blow you your simple minds. This, in fact, a device from a human flight. What? She's drinking some cola. Yes. It's natural to... What? You're not in shock? You told us not to let our minds get blown, bro. You fool! You don't allow your emotions to be dictated by others. Be honest to yourself. When your mind is blown, show others the explosion. Okay. Well then. Wow! He said, let your emotions blow people away. And that's what old dude did. Alrighty, page 14, y'all. Ring, 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 ring. So, why you make that thing? Because I want to fly. What else would a device from human flight be for? I'm through with you loons. I need to get off this nutty island. Post haste. Oh shit, I can't read. Maybe you shouldn't have come in the first place. Who in their right mind is willing to come to this hellhole? That day. How can I forget the day of our kamikaze unit sorted back in the summer of the 19th year of Sowa. I think that's how they say it. I don't know. Soared through the sky with the roar of my Kai 84's home rod engine. Home mare engine. I can't read. I was particularly on top of the enemy ship, the moment of truth, and that's when it happened. Without warning, my propeller simply popped right off. Bloop. The propeller actually did pop right off. I skillfully utilized my fan to help keep her airborne, but alas, she betrayed me in the end and I fell like a rock, forcing me to abandon her. There I was in the middle of the ocean when it dawned on me. I had no idea to swim. The life I was going to give for my country was about to be flicker away, or so I thought. A fish passed by and I literally grabbed the opportunity. For 2 days and nights, I held on for dear life until finally I ended up on this island. A pilot without his wings is like a silent movie without narration cards. My only reason for living is that I might once again take flight and return home, if for nothing more than to feel the soil of the mother country beneath my feet. Drinking filthy water, eating grass, enduring one hardship after another while I slink around trying to survive for 3.5 miserable decades. Just look at me. I must be around 30 years old now. Wait, what? So he's been on this island for nearly 3 decades? Oh my God. And this device is the accumulation of all my efforts. Oh, 35 years to make it, to make that. Oh, wow. That's 35 years. He been on the island for 35 years, y'all. If he didn't talk so much, he probably would have gotten home a lot faster. You think? Page 16, y'all. You're the one who asks, oh, as if the simpleton could understand what it means to accomplish human flight. Hey, let's hit her. Oh my God, they started flapping their wings, bro. Not even their wings, they're flapping their arms. So the dude in the glasses, who's, you know, half naked with some sandals on and like a leotard or whatever, and the bee flying girl are actually flying away. I'm doing it. I'm flying. Now this is the petty officer trying to fly. Oh no, dude. Whoosh. So the leotard man is trying to help the petty officer. Whoops. Sorry, man. Well, P-Man can't catch you if you're falling faster than P-Man. Hey, are you alive, dude? Why? 35 years wasted. I'll never fly. I'll never get back to Japan. He takes a licking and keeps on kicking. That's crazy. Hey, I just remember something. A dude was flying around on some weird machine the other day. What? You better not be messing with me. It's a living. And 30 minutes pass. That's funny. So this elephant is holding a sign saying, and so 30 minutes passed. And he said, it's a living. Hey, are you sure I can fly using this synthetic looking device? You were the one trying to fly with the sticks and stuff. Page 18. Ooh, ooh, ooh. They found an ape with a flying machine. Just do it like I taught you, okay? Start running. Whoosh. I did it. I'm flying. I'm flying. I'm flying. I can do it. I can go back to Japan. Petty Officer Clarence Furusu, sir, now departing for the motherland. Hello. Huh? There's like a vampire thing flying past him. And now he's about to hit this T-Rex that's looking at a stone with like something like a Playboy magazine. Plop. Up. And then this vampire lands on the dinosaur's tail. Taking like a full thing of blood, putting in the glass and drinking it. He got done. The dinosaur. So his magazine, the dinosaur's magazine, is called Play Monster. OMG. Akira Toriyama and his ideas. Alright, let's continue. So the dinosaur is scratching his tail. Scratch, 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 scratch. For the love of that blood-sucking bastard is back again. Uh-oh. So the dinosaur is cooking something up. Oh, he got a match. And he lit it on his little stove thingy. This is tough. My arm already feel like noodles. Now this is the petty officer now that's talking. Huh? He sees the smoke from the dinosaur's little fire. Whoa! What's with this smoke? I can't breathe. Oh no! Oh, they go to P-Man's house. That's the man with the glasses, the mullet, and the leotard. That land sucked, man. You'll never get back to Japan flying like that. That wasn't the landing I crashed. Alright. Gonna flip to another page, y'all. Ooh, we are 18 minutes in. That's crazy, you guys. Ah, so page 20. Oh, poor petty officer. Wow! I'll never get back to Japan on this hunger chunk. Ooh, you know, you could try a boat. But I don't wanna. I wanna fly home. How could you really fly? Well, if you died, there's a little angel now. Wow, where did the angel come from? Okay, wow. There's a lot of characters in this book. So I don't even know where the little angel came from. But alright, she's in here. Listen, you understand where I'm trying to go, right? I don't want to go to heaven. I want to go to Japan. What a face. Yo, I got it. You should have the old witch turn you into a bird. What? Turn me into a bird? Is that even possible? Why, yes. That's a splendid idea. So long as I can fly, I don't care what I look like. Okay, so now, P-Man. Okay, P-Man is telling the petty officer that there's a witch on the island. So here comes the witch on a whole vacuum cleaner. All right, that was a thing in 1979. So you're the guy, right? The weirdo who wants to turn himself into a bird? Yes, ma'am. At your service. Guess your mind's made up then. Feast your eyes, sonny. Just drink this and it'll turn you into a bird little split. Nickety split. Sorry. Thank you all for helping me. And now, finally, Petty Officers Second Class Furusu will assume the form of a bird and return to motherland Japan thanks to all of your efforts, sir. Boom. What's got his feathers all ruffled now? So Petty Officer has turned into...